Last night was a pretty cool night in Vegas. There's always something going on in Vegas, but when someone's paying homage to Evel Knievel, some guy that you loved Evel Knievel growing up.
I did.
And our next guest is a legendary stuntman, 11-time X Games gold medalist. Last night in front of an estimated 25,000 fans down in Vegas, he paid homage and celebrated Evel Knievel on history with the live event Evel Live, and he joins us now. He's going to be in town September 30th down at Scotiabank Arena. Tickets are now available at NitroCircus.com. Here's legendary stuntman Travis Pastrana. How you doing, Travis?
Couldn't be better this morning. How about you guys?
We're doing well, man. We've been talking about you throughout the afternoon and just marveling like what you got up to in Vegas. And how I got to start from the beginning now. Like, how do you get into this profession? How do you wake up one day and you say, I want to be a daredevil and I'm going to do crazy things and people are going to love me for it?
Well, you know, as any kid, you start out, and whether it's baseball or hockey or whatever you're doing, you always expect to be, you know, the next Gretzky or McGrath or whoever. You know, my reality has never set in. And, you know, my dad rode motorcycles. My mom rode motorcycles. It's what we did every single weekend as a family. And, you know, to have the opportunity this yesterday to really live a life in, you know, Evel Knievel's boots was absolutely probably the greatest day of my life.
So, Travis, what did Evel Knievel mean to you? Because you're a little bit younger than me. I'm in my mid-40s. You're 35 years old. Evel, of course, was a legend, the daredevil legend that everybody knew in the 70s and 80s. What did he mean to you as a kid?
You know, it's interesting because my dad, you know, was military. He was a drill sergeant in the Marine Corps. And he always, because I was motorcycles, he was always like, hey, look, you know, if you say you're going to do something, be a man of your word. And he's like, Evel, he went to Wembley Stadium, and the buses were bigger over there than we're over here. And he said he was going to jump it, and then he realized his bike wasn't fast enough. You know what he did? I was like, what, Dad? He's like, he went for it anyway because he told the people he was going to jump it. And just kind of that sentiment, like, you're not a failure until you fail to get back up. Don't be afraid to try. And if you say you're going to do something, do it. And that was how I was brought up. And it was all, you know, whether my dad made up half the quotes, I'm not sure, but it was all kind of based on Evel Knievel. And got to meet him when I was 16, which was just absolutely awesome. Still, he was judging a Wine Tropic contest, and I had a great introduction. Hey, you just won your first Supercross. You know, this is one of the up-and-comers, blah, blah, blah. And Evel's like, yep, great kid, give me a beer. And I was like, man, he's still living every day to his fullest.
Well, that's a philosophy that I think a lot of people would ideally love to live by. But generally when it's like, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. That's like saying I'm going to go to the gym. You know what I mean? I'm not going to jump on a motorcycle and like fly through the air and put my life on the line. And that's what's amazing about what you do here and what you did last night. Like, how do you train for that? How, because you are putting your life on the line and you want to get to the event. So how do you prepare so that you know once the big day comes, you can actually succeed?
Well, and honestly, I mean, I'm 34. I've got a wife. I've got two daughters. Everyone's like, why are you doing this? You don't have anything else to prove. I said, well, this is an awesome opportunity. So Nitro Circus, well, history came to Nitro Circus and said, look, we want to do a live stunt. And we were sitting around a round table. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. And they were like, what can we do that has a lot of history, that has a lot of, you know, that we can bring like three generations together? Because the History Channel, you know, like kind of my dad's generation, Evel Knievel, and say, and we all said, man, we got to give a tribute to the stuntmen of the 60s and 70s, of the guys that, you know, back when men were men and bikes weren't supposed to fly, let's do everything as well as we can there. And, you know, at the end of the day, just be able to have fun and keep pushing. And, yeah, most people say, you know, life and death, or this is a life and death deal, or, you know, winning and losing, and they don't really mean it. But when you're racing or you're competing, there is a loser, there's a winner. And when you're doing these stunts, you know, you do trust your life with so many other people. And, you know, that's something that's really awesome and scary about our industry, but it's part of what I love the most.
So, Travis, I mean, one of the things I was fascinated with about Evel Knievel as a kid was this idea that he'd broken every bone in his body. And I guess whether or not that was true, I think Guinness Book of World Records once had him down for breaking 433 bones, which is the most of any person ever. Where are you on that count?
I lost track so long ago because here's an interesting thing. So X Games a couple years ago shattered my ankle, and it was seven bones that were broken, but there was 40 fractures on those seven bones. It's not one, seven, or 40. I did the same thing with my hips. Like, you know, it kind of is what it is. But you got to wake up with that passion and be like, you know what? Is it worth it or is it not worth it? My mom, you know, when I was 15 years old, shot my pelvis, let 2/3 of my blood volume out over the next week, woke up in a different state in the ICU, and my mom's crying, just, are you sure this is what you want to do? I'm so sorry I let you do this. I was like, Mom, thank you for letting me chase my dreams, and I can't wait till I get out of this wheelchair, so let's go back and try it again. And I'm sorry for all the parents that have kids like me, and I hope my kids don't turn out like I was, but I'm so thankful that my parents let me chase my dreams.
With Travis Pastrana, legendary stuntman, he's going to be up here in September 30th. Nitro Circus will be at Scotiabank Arena. Tickets available now, nitrocircus.com. Find that interesting what you just said, because we hear that a lot of times with, like, football, right? Football's dealing with that all the time. Current players, would you want your kids to play football? And some of them are like, yeah, I'd love them to chase their dream. Others are like, no, are you crazy? And I think you just said it. Like, you got two daughters. You would prefer if they didn't do this, but how can you stop them? Like, if they want to get into it, what can you really do? I mean, you're leading by example by doing this.
Exactly, and their mom is a multi-time X Games gold medalist in skateboarding, and, you know, I tell everyone, I'm like, look, if they really want to do this, and they tell me they want a bike, and they want a motorcycle, and they want whatever, I will support them, because I knew that I wanted that, and it's been the greatest life that I could have ever imagined, but it's scary. And as a parent, that's really hard. And I think my daughter, she's 4 years old, and she goes, right before the last jump, I was just getting on the bike. She goes, Dad, don't break all your bones with people being evil. She's like, thanks. And she ran away. And then she came back. She goes, or die. Like, not really what I'd be here at that time, but it almost made me smile. Like, well, she's kind of
right. Not exactly a pep talk that you were looking for before you got on the bike. But, I mean, we saw it again on History last night outside in Vegas. But when you're here in Toronto at the end of September, you're going to be indoors, the Scotiabank Arena. How does that affect, you know, what you're capable of doing when people buy tickets and they get down there? What can they expect to see?
Oh, so much better. I cannot wait to get out of this 115-degree weather and get up to Canada indoors. No, it's so great because there's no wind. And everyone said, why did you do this? I'm like, because it was windy and it's rainy. Evil King will say he was going to do it. We've got to give tribute. We've got to go. And I believe I can get out of those situations, out of your bones, from anywhere on the face of the earth. Kind of like a cockroach. I got a few friends that are like that. They just, it's not that we're more durable. We just survived so many bad incidents that we figured out how to get out of most of them. But, you know, to come out there and to have the best athletes in the world, I mean, this is one of our biggest tours we've ever done. It's the You Got This Tour, which basically, as a joke, at the end of about 2 years ago, I started building new ramps and working on new stuff. And, you know, I was like, dude, whatever your biggest trick is now, that's going to be your opening in 2 years. And then last year, I'm like, okay, it's happening. We're building bigger ramps. We're building bigger landings. Like, you know, we're trying to make it as safe as possible. And, you know, we definitely don't want bad injuries ever. But, you know, people like to see stuff they've never seen before. It's not about gymnastics, pointing your toes and trying to do some better that you've done 10 years ago. This is about doing newer, bigger, crazier stuff that even the moms and the sisters and the fathers that come out to the events that don't know what it's about, they're standing on their feet and they're excited that people are really challenging themselves and pushing past the boundaries. And, you know, it just has that atmosphere that's really awesome as a live event. But everyone's like, I don't got this. And I was like, you got this. Come on, step it up. You got this. And that actually came the name of the tour. So it's kind of sad, but also kind of awesome.
Travis, speaking of things I'd never seen before, I was watching YouTube. One of your great stunts is you're in an airplane in a pair of shorts, and you're drinking a Red Bull, of course, your great sponsor, and you jump out of the airplane, and you were not wearing anything but shorts, no parachute that I can tell you're wearing, and somehow you're still alive to be talking to us on this phone. How did you get from the airplane with no parachute onto the ground without being dead?
It's called a Mr. Bill, and you got a really good friend that comes down and grabs you and holds on really tight and opens the parachute. So I was kind of passive kind of stuff. It's not something we do often, and as it turns out, it's illegal to jump out of a plane without a parachute, and everyone got in a lot of trouble, but don't try this at home kind of deal. I saw it done on Point Break, and if Johnny, you talked to do it, I mean, you know, how hard could it be?
That's a very good point. Very good point. He is Travis Pastrana, legendary stuntman. Again, he's going to be up in Toronto September 30th down at the Scotiabank Arena when Nitro Circus rolls through town, and tickets are available now at nitrocircus.com. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again just before that event. We're looking forward to having you up here, and congrats on what was a really cool event last night, and thank you for doing this today.
Sincerely appreciate you guys' time. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Travis Pastrana. I mean, the guy's got stones, I'll give him that. Like, he's what he just said about his ankle, too, and how he shattered it and fractured it so many different ways. And you would, like, 99 out of 100 people just say, that's it, I'm done. But if you're going to get into this line of work, you know what's happening, you know what's coming, and you have to persevere through it. You have to.
Well, I love
the injuries are happening.
Don't you just love an anecdote about, you know, fracturing your pelvis and losing half your blood volume with your mother lying there saying, son, why?
Are you sure you want to do
you
this?
You sure you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's as you know, as we were talking about, like you can't create that in somebody. Like that, you're just born with that gene of, I am going to risk my life at every possible moment.
Yeah.
Like whenever it becomes, you know, like pretty much it seems as though these guys go through their lives thinking, how can I put myself within a whisker of death again? Because I want that feeling again.
Well, they have to get creative.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to get creative because, you know, last night he's paying homage to Evel Knievel, but you got to find a trick that becomes your trick.
Exactly.
Where in 20 years, the next kid wants to do what Travis Pastrana did. And you're right. You have to be this close to dying and putting yourself in a position where you could die.
I still can't get over that trick where he just jumps out of the airplane with no parachute. I love that line. It's illegal to jump out of airplanes.
We got in some
with
trouble.
No parachutes.
Yeah. Got in some trouble for that one. It's still up on YouTube.
I'm glad there's a law that says you're not allowed to jump out of the airplane without a parachute.
I'm with you on that. That's where government kind of has to step in.
And yet, here he is today.
He's still here. And it's
jumped
still on
without
YouTube.
A parachute. Still on YouTube, immortalized.